Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest has written, in my humble opinion, I will say, probably the best book you'll ever read about immigration. All the history, the background, clear research, and just clear academic thought about immigration. Sensible solutions for one of the most volatile issues of our day. Immigration, how to avoid its perils and make it work. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, it's his fault, it's his book, his hard work. But I would say that if you have any interest whatsoever about understanding immigration and how we got where we are today, this is a must read. Again, on the heels of our conversation with John Guandolo about owning your own knowledge, I mean, we bring on guests like this to encourage you so that it will motivate you. Because, you know, we the people, what does that represent? I mean, that is that's code, let me tell you. That is code for, you know, you got to get off your butt and honor this country and honor its liberty. Liberty always comes at a price. It's not free, and it's just, you know, it's not always there like the air you breathe. It is something that you have to fight for. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks very much for that very gracious introduction. And it's been
a
while.
Yeah, it has. But, you know, and I mean it, Bruce, I just so respect you. And I know our audience loves hearing from you as well, because you bring all your experience and your wisdom, you know, to these topics, whether we're talking about adamant aggressors. I mean, we could do, you know, we could spend hours on adamant aggressors because we're surrounded by them, and the people don't understand, as we were discussing earlier, that the open border has brought these adamant aggressors near to us. I mean, they are operating, they're full functioning, they have an infrastructure, and it's, you know, combined with the cartel. And I think people were shocked to find out that all of a sudden, you know, the CPB reported that, oh my gosh, you know, we have Hezbollah, who's causing all these problems, not just single-handedly, but they're contributing to the problems there in the Middle East, are they have encampments in Mexico. And what are the chances of Hezbollah being already in the interior of America?
Pretty high.
I think, yeah, exactly.
You know, the situation of the border has, you know, we've been talking, I don't mean just you and I, but Americans and reporters and so forth in general have been talking about the southern border for so long that it's all old news. It's mm-hmm. It hardly gets covered on mainstream media in any way these days. And I think that many Americans are just, you know, it's just in the back of their mind. It's hard, it's closed business. Mm-hmm. And that's bad. That's really bad, because the border is still there. It hasn't gone away. The situation hasn't gone away. And it is the primary gateway into this country of not only a lot of immigrants, true migrants who are seeking to better their lives in legitimate ways, but it is also the main gateway for just about anybody who wants to get into this country for nefarious reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think that much of government in this country is complicit in that situation. I saw
no doubt.
On Homeland Security marks. I think it was yesterday or the day before, just looking at the camera and flat out said, the border is closed. There's no problems at the southern border. Now,
did he all of a sudden we ended up hiring Baghdad Bob? You remember that? And now he's become Mayorkas. I mean, because it's like, come on, please. Give me a break here. You know, we know it's wide open. We see the numbers. We're seeing video every night, and we can be grateful. I mean, thank God Fox News has got cameras there all the time. And as you said, the mainstream media, they're missing in action, and they should be doing their job. I mean, this is why we have the First Amendment, is to hold our government into account, and they're leaving us vulnerable. Bruce, what happens? I mean, think about it. As horrendous, and even though there's people denying what happened in Israel and the Gaza and what Hamas did to innocents there, what would happen if, you know, they're already here, And all of a sudden, if they stage a jihad anything close to what they did upon the innocence of Israel, what do you think would happen here in America?
Well, of course, it would. There would be a lot of misery and wringing of hands and crying and genuine shedding of tears over the tragedy that would be the case.
You're talking numbers. I mean, when they use the comparison numbers of the amount of carnage that they did there in southern Israel, they were saying in effect this would be 10 times in ratio of what happened on 9/11. So that 10 times here in America. That's a lot of families. That's a lot of children. That's a lot of daughters being raped and drugged through the street.
The nature of terrorists is that they deliberately target civilians, innocent people, soft targets. And there are so many of those targets in this country. There's no way to stop them if they're here.
Yeah.
There have been various numbers and estimates of how many terrorists and representatives of these various organizations have been slipping through the southern border, mixed in with all of the migrants over the years.
And exactly.
Where do they go? I mean, they're not just coming in and saying to the country. That sort of person, I believe, does not just say, well, now I'm here, I want to live a legitimate life and enjoy all of the legitimate comforts and benefits of living in a free country. That's not likely what they're doing.
Yeah, they're on a mission yep. for their God. That's what this is. And people need to appreciate that this is a spiritual battle. This is a religious war that's being executed. And meanwhile, while America's danger and threat level, especially you got the pronouncement of the FBI director, Ray, this week, right, talking about, the terror threat in America. And then you got Joe Biden saying, I want to take your guns. What?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But so much of that is just talk. And the problem with it is not that it's going to in itself lead to actions. The problem is that it's leading to inactions, and no precautions are being taken, and we're being faced with. One of the things I noticed on the news early in the week was a report that talked about the way these migrants come into the country. I mean, it's an organized system.
Oh, sure,
system. Starting in South America and Central American countries, the caravans are organized by entrepreneurs. They are guided. They are guided through each country that they travel through by agents of the governments of those countries, part to get them through as fast as possible to the United States, or at least to get them through and out of their countries. Yeah. And then they get here, and we have a whole system of mechanisms and things that makes that provides aid and comfort to them when they get here. And all of this is known throughout the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody who's interested.
It's down to, we have a cell phone app, okay?
Yeah.
And like you say, these entrepreneurs that are transporting them, and NGOs, by the way, paid at the American taxpayers' expense. And they're paying the tolls. And basically, it's a toll to all the trolls there that they have to pass, going through each of these countries, right?
That's right. And it's income for those countries. I mean, there are so many of them. They produce such a stream of income for those countries. Those countries aren't doing anything to stop it. The most they're doing, I believe, is assuring that the migrants pass as fast as possible through their country.
Well, probably in some of them, too, Bruce. We only have about 15 seconds here, and we'll be back with more. But is the other thing is that, hey, if you got some bad people in the prisons and people you don't like and incorrigibles, man, I'd get them on the bus and out of Dodge as quickly as possible, right? Just saying. Hey, welcome back. Committed to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but This is Bill Martinez. We are live. We've got Bruce Thatcher with us, the author and founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, tell people about History Speaks Today, how they can check it out and, you know, be up to date with what's going on. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is we're so distracted. And this is why all this is happening to us, is we're really not paying attention. We are going along to get along. We've been mediocritized. We're dumbing ourselves down. And because we're just so filled up with amusement and distraction. And we think, oh, okay, what's happening in Israel and these threats? And, you know, we may go to war, may not go to war. You know, Russia and Ukraine, China doing what they're doing in the South China Sea. You know, it's kind of okay because I can still, you know, go to a ball game and have a hot dog. And, you know, life goes on.
Yeah. Well, I started History Speaks Today to bring the so what of history to the forefront. You know, we learned, at least in my time, we learned history in terms of names, dates, places, a lot of details, and if you memorize them all, why, you'd get a good grade in the course. But only one course I was ever in ever dealt with the so what of history. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's these things. What do they mean to us today? So I decided to try to deal a little bit more with the so what's of history, and that's History Speaks Today. And what I do is I bring together in a particular subject a number of case studies that demonstrate the so what of how it means. It started with Adam and aggressors, you mentioned that, and immigration was the one we're talking about now, where you talk about all the history and the stuff that's going on, and then the book says, so what? And the website says, so what? And people can go to the website and dig into that a lot more.
Exactly.
On the immigration thing and on the border thing, it is so very frustrating. We hear more about it probably here in Texas than is in the news media around much of the country. But we let far more migrants into the country illegally through the southern border than the entire legal immigration system brings in. And yet this country needs far more legal immigrants than we have, than we bring in with the current system to replace declining birth control, declining
exactly.
birth rate in this country, and to support a growing economy. But so that creates a demand.
Yes.
And the illegal, because we won't deal with it legally, the illegal systems and informal systems grow and thrive, and they do thrive.
Yes.
Bringing in illegal immigrants.
Yeah, well, the cartels generated some like $13 billion in profit last year, just as an example.
Oh, yeah. And they're not just transporting people, although that's a big part of it. They're transporting a lot of other awful stuff also.
Right, right.
So
yeah, can you say fentanyl?
That's right.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. And it's interesting here because, you know, my understanding is I think the number when you and I talked about it was somewhere around a million legal immigrants that are allowed in. And we've had a couple of dips along the way during the pandemic and that, but outside of that, generally about a million. And these legal immigrants who come in, they come in without liability. You know, they're not relying on taxpayer money. They have to demonstrate that they have a job. They've got a sponsor here that's going to help them in the assimilation process and the whole deal. Now, when I look out, and what I understand, Bruce, and you can correct me here, is you've got two lines. You've got a line of illegal migrants, you know, coming in from 162 different nations, they tell me. And then we got another line that people have been waiting patiently. In some cases, I talked to a guy from Ireland. He's been waiting for 13 years. You talk to this guy, Bruce, and you say, man, this is the kind of guy should be in this country. He's got something to offer. And he's sitting on the bench all this time. And meanwhile, we're letting these other knuckleheads come in that want to do damage to our country. This just doesn't make sense. But I understand what you're saying, and you bring up a good point. If we need manpower, why don't we choose the legal line as opposed to the illegal line? Is there just not enough people in the legal line?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the legal line. But we have such a small gate for them to come through. that it's a trickle compared to the demand.
Well, I get that, but let's open up the gate to the legal line.
I agree.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what we need to do, and we need to do it with an efficient, systematic immigration system that serves defined needs of this country.
Mm. Well, we know that we cannot put Mayorkas or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden in charge of that project, right? Are we convinced of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's no project if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough problem. It's a tough system to solve, and so everybody, all the politicians walk away from it. They talk about it, but they don't do it.
Why is it tough, Bruce? I mean, because the way you laid it out in immigration in your book, Immigration Not Avoid Its Perils, and Make It Work. There's just so much common sense about this stuff. But when you suspend common sense and you start looking at it for personal interest and gain, this is what happens. It seems like you've got officials in our government who are representing us that are looking at these people as chattel. This is just a way for them to make money, right?
Yes,
that's disgusting.
And you look at the proposals, and there have been some this week and last week. The administration says we got to spend billions more. We want billions more for border control, and they want us. And then you look into it; they want to spend that money for things that will make it more efficient to process illegal migrants. They're not talking about let's take money and build a new, better legal immigration system. They're talking about money that will make it easier and more comfortable for illegals to come to this country and stay in the country.
This is all about bureaucratic expansion. They want to grow the government. This is a space, one of those good crises you can't go to waste, that allows them to plant bureaucratic seeds and so that they can expand their bureaucratic interests, right?
I think that's true. I do. I think it's a combination of many things. That's a big thing. Another big thing is incredible... I don't know whether ignorance is the right term, but an incredible unawareness of the realities of the immigration and migration system. I just think an awful lot of people in Washington really don't understand what's going on, and I don't know, maybe they're not big enough to understand it.
Yeah, they don't have the capacity, because when you're this may sound rough. But hear me for a moment. When you are so selfishly centric, you don't have the capacity to look outside of yourself, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. And this is what's going on. And I know you mean, well, my congressman's real. Yeah, fair. Probably so. But he is living and she is living in this cesspool of selfishness that are driven for their own interests and not to serve the people. I mean, truly, and the American taxpayer and the voter have got to wake up to this reality, because what it is, it's a tough thing. Because even in our own lives, Bruce, it's hard for us. We're not officials, but, sometimes it's difficult for people just to be nice, to think in terms of, how can I serve my neighbor, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And we're talking about, okay, can we do this on a governmental level with trillions of dollars available? Oh my gosh, it's just way too tempting, right?
Absolutely. I think it's very, very difficult for someone to go to Washington with the finest intentions and not be corrupted in a short period of time. It is such an environment. The parties, the power. The sense of power, the self-importance,
and you want to make sure you're at those cocktail parties. You got to be there. You got to be part of the in crowd.
Yep.
Except if you're a Republican, you kind of know that you may not get inside, but they let you look through the window if you're a Republican. It's only the Democrats that are allowed to go in. Right.
You can still be part of the system. You have to know your place in the system, but you can be part of the system, and the system looks out for its own. I hate to be so cynical, but I am.
I'm sorry. I probably started that, and I didn't mean to put you. But the deal is, Bruce, we got to be real about this stuff. I mean, because the American people go, wait a minute, I keep voting, and we get the same old stuff, or it's even getting worse, and I don't understand. We're losing control. We have a constitution, and then you get the president of the United States who just obliterates the constitution, breaks the law, and it doesn't matter, you know. And meanwhile, by the time it gets corrected, we're 4 or 5 years down the road. The Supreme Court enters in and says, hey, you weren't supposed to do that. Well, but meanwhile, we've had 5 years of all kinds of problems, and people conditioned to that problem they created, right?
That's right. And an awful lot of it is, there's an old saying in the military and elsewhere that says, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Exactly.
And every politician knows that it will take a long time for people to, or for the news to get out on what their actions really are, and with the attention span of most of the people, it will be forgotten. It'll be old news. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about today. I don't want to talk about the old news.
Right. And go to History Speaks Today and find out so what, right?
That's right.
You got it. Bruce Thatcher, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care.